Long life is not enough. You can have more. Aim for your life to be both long and happy. It's possible. Do all you can to be healthy and extend the years of your life. In addition, be sure to include delight and meaning so you enjoy all the years you have. Every day, another 10,000 Americans turn 65. On average, all will have another 20 years to live beyond their milestone birthday. Many will live well into their 90s, and an increasing number are passing 100. Compare that to the 1800s, when the average person died near age 40. Retirement is no longer a short pause between work and the grave. It is now a long, major stage of life, because never before in human history have so many people lived decades beyond their working years. Growing older is your destiny. How do you feel about what lies ahead? Do you consider it a curse or a blessing? The witty Kitty O'Neill Collins reminded us, aging seems to be the only available way to live a long life. You probably have healthy, active decades to fill. Yet, older adulthood is different from other seasons of life. Will your extra years be inspiring and satisfying? I have a friend in California who is in his mid-70s and says he's still getting used to retirement. He built a good-sized business that he was able to sell a few years ago. He is secure financially, but says this stage of life is a huge emotional adjustment. Nobody warned me about this time of life. I thought that if you were in pretty good health, that things didn't change much between 65 and 85. That's not true. It is very different, a big adjustment. My ego and the image I had for myself, what it's been for a long, long time, had to change. That's hard to deal with. I really had no concept about how challenging that would be. Men and women who had powerful careers usually feel loss when they step down. Moms and dads often undergo a difficult transition when their children grow up, launch out, and leave an empty nest behind. The life you've known for so long just isn't the same anymore. Even if your transition into retirement is ideal, you are likely to be surprised by unexpected new realities. A close friend told me what happened when she and her husband began planning their retirement. My husband was a lawyer who joked that after the big case came across his desk, he would retire to a warm climate, play unending golf, and dine out to his heart's desire. We had friends who were buying second homes in a lazy Florida coastal town. We dreamed of doing the same, and one day moving there full-time to spend our old age. Then it happened. A wrongful death suit for the son of a former client resulted in the largest settlement in the history of the county. With our part of the fees, we purchased a gorgeous home on the outskirts of that coastal town, close to his buddies for a guaranteed foursome whenever the course summoned his inner golf pro. This home had bedrooms for our daughters and their future spouses, plus a loft where we dreamed of eventually welcoming grandchildren, who we would lure to visit Grandpa and Grandma with our backyard pool and the Atlantic Beach a block away. That fall, we began picking out furniture to ship to our new home. Shortly after Christmas, we took off in a fully loaded Jeep, heading south to soak up the sun's rays in anticipated coastal bliss. Those first January days were filled with decorating and settling into the house, golf dates every other day, and dining out at the city's many popular restaurants. Friends and family lined up to visit. This was the life we had dreamed of for years. Or was it? At the end of that first month, we were surprised how we felt. My husband said, "I can't live the rest of my life in constant weekend mode." Without realizing it, many people expect to live happily ever after in retirement, but haven't thought much about how that will occur. The good news is, it is possible to thrive throughout your later years. How? The purpose of this book is to help you identify the few critical factors that will matter most to your life, then offer practical tips on how to increase your happiness.